program, you're about to hear Bob's Slap Time Fun Hours with Parody, Satire, and Comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
And this is what happened, or could happen, on a certain day called X. Susie.
Looking at big fat whore over there.
Who are you looking at?
Susie? That's what I call Chief.
Oh.
Because as though something came out of
it. Oh, Susie's laugh.
Mom.
I'm terrible force of potential for catastrophe. In her, it was terrifying. Something unseemly. In her look, she had something of the prostitute in her.
A concubine, a streetwalker, a tramp, a slut, and she bore.
But she wasn't a prostitute.
No, sir, I am not.
What's it set you back? 2.5? I ain't putting out no 2.5. Well, guy got to have some fun sometime.
Tell me, what sort of pet does she have?
Slimy, slithering.
Oh, my God!
700 assorted lizards.
Susie don't give a damn.
Maybe we can sell her to the Martian circus.
Everybody laughed.
She is a beautiful person.
Is that right?
She got the eye going all the time on everybody.
Well, maybe Susie Homewrecker here would like to dip her cellulite-encrusted self in flour and make a skank biscuit.
She's a giver. She...
Go hug your floozy.
At this stage in her life, she still works.
Man. I think I have the medicine.
You deserve a drink.
It was my birthday coming up. They cut together and they got me an old punk bowl.
Lord, I love you. You know, I really like you, Mister. What do you do?
Oh, this is it.
Oh, a traveler. What do you do for a living, honey?
Smoke.
Tomorrow, we'll go to church.
I think I'll go to church.
Oh, come on, it's a real good church. You won't feel out of place.
Oh, I don't want to.
You need something to believe in. I mean, when you look out at the sky at night, don't you feel that somewhere out there there's gotta be a chance?
You know what I think?
What's your name?
Which brings us back to you. I've been looking at your photographs. You are talented.
Sure.
Tomorrow morning, I want you to start working on a completely new project.
What does that mean?
You'll have to recruit some new men.
Men? That's
all. I'm kidding.
I really like you, mister.
Yeah, yeah. You want to rob a supermarket?
Do you like to go to church?
To church?
This is where it's all happening, baby. The rhythm of life.
What's your name?
Bob.
Hi, Bob. Bob.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, honey?
Like, let there be light.
And the title of the sermon tonight will be, we have beat our swords in the plowshares, and the beat goes on. Sweet lady, daddy.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go for it, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
Daddy, go, 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 go.
He said, of the Lord am I now come to rid the earth of these pigs, perverts, and punks, which are a pestilence upon the land.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With a fire piper blowing, all the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, with a fire piper blowing, operation down.
Miss Susie!
Is she crammed up close?
Prettiest she ever was!
Wanna say?
Well, let me tell you something, baby. When you've got as much as you've got, generous!
This would have a drink. Tomorrow, I'll have a bath.
You know, don't you, that this one has virtually no bottom.
Yeah, baby.
You know, I really like you, mister. What's your name?
Boy, you're hotter than a firecracker on the 5th of July. Oh.
They looked at each other, and he felt as she did.
Well, I'd be willing to go as high as $1.75.
Huh? Sure.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
And out.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
tight spot.
You always say that.
But I mean it this time.
Who's listening?
This is my terrestrial husband.
Now I'm in the closet.
I don't love you anymore.
Johnny, you're back early.
Hey, let me resuscitate you.
This one will be married to you, darling. $35 missing out my pocket, but I love you, and I always love you, no matter what happens, baby.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
This man, I'm standing in the closet here.
Hi, I'm Bob.
With my pajamas on.
Oh, my, he's a perfect little gentleman.
Don't say that, baby.
And now you're trying to stab me in the back.
Don't say that, darling.
I know what hard feelings are.
Because if it is, darling, I got to leave.
Bring me the axe!
Baby, I got to leave.
Don't you feel bitter about everything?
I haven't finished singing yet, Bob.
That's all I'm taking from you.
One of these days, you're going to pull the fail-safe switch and blow us all up.
Rich as I am, even I can't afford a nuclear weapon.
Well, when you want them, I'm sure you'll find a way to have them.
The doorbell rang.
Yoo-hoo!
Your time has come, you smart bastard! The aliens are here!
Who is it?
With aliens wearing a tracksuit.
I want you to think beyond that.
Are men from outer space already living on the planet Earth?
I can't explain it to you completely.
Yeah, right.
This is Bob Hoy.
Where I come from, there's a terrible television drought. We saw pictures of your planet's television. In fact, our word for your planet means planet of television.
Television?
You turn around, surprise-like.
I think I'd last about 20 minutes. I'd start screaming, wouldn't everyone?
He put on a big smile, came over and took my hand like an old Hodge brother.
You old Dodge. How's that golf game?
He could have knocked me over with a feather. He said,
I think we're going to go to my office. We're going to talk about this private fine.
Barry.
Something comes into vision. It's a fin.
Oh, you call that a punch?
Barry.
It's been a while.
Not long enough.
No, I just died.
You're lucky I don't kill you right here after what you pulled in Berlin.
Where's my money, man? That's what happens, man. Where's my money?
David Bowie.
Berlin. I didn't. You know, it was for Iggy Pop.
What?
Iggy said it was the strangest thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, ripped off or, you know, the dealings had gone wrong, you know, and something like that.
Bob's smile vanished.
What is this crap?
And we went around Berlin. And at 12 o'clock at night, Iggy jumped onto Berlin Wall, and 79 did.
What?
They looked at each other for a long, tense moment.
For real? Yeah, Iggy Pop, 79, the entire Berlin Wall, completely. And I think Iggy's revenge was the most moving ideological moment, you know, where he was stoned.
Then they saw him smile.
Oh, come on, Bob, you don't really believe in people like that, do you?
Shut up!
Bob turned to his left. He gave a big grin.
What brings you to our humble planet?
Iggy tells me you have integrity, just the kind of thing my agency stands for. I think I can safely say you could get anything you want by working for me.
The smile vanished.
Put it this way, spaced out spaceman like you wouldn't understand a guy like me.
Do you need money?
Not much.
Bob grinned.
I know it's going to be very exciting, wouldn't it?
Am I right, fellas? Yeah.
He was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined. Aliens.
Ho, ho, ho. You don't use narcotics, do you, Bob?
No, but I
mean,
will.
I thought...
It's funny because it's true.
Sure, I will. Sure.
I'm here to help you.
Smoke.
Ah.
We've got to have smoke.
You're never alone with the smoke.
But my mind had developed a libido of its own.
I know this is what I want. Where it should be. No involvement, no complications.
What do you mean?
No.
I realize you've made certain assumptions about me.
No, I don't think so.
Ask me.
What?
The question you've been wanting to ask ever since we met.
Bob turned with an air of triumphant expectancy.
Are you Lithuanian?
Don't ask me that question. I cannot believe you asked me that question.
Oh, it's not so terrible.
No. Joke, Dodgy. Let me in on it.
Bob grinned.
Look, you need sufficient slack.
And the smile on his face gave to his words the deadly sound of the irrevocable.
Yeah. You
alcohol in my drink.
Could you help me up?
Sure I will. Sure.
Singing. I like to hear people sing. Bring some singing. Singing.
Sure.
The fact that some other civilizations are more advanced than we are may be humbling.
You don't understand how we live here.
You're an alien!
That's the way I am.
You know what would happen if they found out your visa had expired?
Yeah.
It exists, and it's being kept secret by the same vested interests who control our destiny. The aim of the game is a world government comprising members of the cabal who are elected by no one and accountable to no one. What are they up to?
I don't know.
Tomorrow morning, I want you to start work on a completely new project. What is the nature of this project?
Who are these vested interests?
Who?
Are you?
Who?
Whatever, man.
Well, the Cabal comprises the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers,
Burger.
The International Banking Cartel, the Oil Cartel, members of various intelligence organizations, and select members of the military unit, who together have become a shadow government out of much of the Western world. And the plan is well advanced.
Where did you hear about Project X, Dr. Hendricks?
Oh, I heard a couple of your younger boys saying something about it.
Starting tomorrow, we're embarking on some sort of space program. What for? Space. It's freedom. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They told me it was something very secret.
That's right, Dr. Hendricks. It is an extremely secret research project.
Then there's the job itself. It will entail certain... you won't live in quite the same way as you did before.
I know this is what I want.
I hope so.
The salary was terrific, too.
Blood, whips, and guns. Or dollars. Take your choice.
All right, sure.
I want the total figure to the nearest $50 million.
That's not so much.
I'll offer you 10% of my net profit.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Plus 5% of all corporate holdings.
No, I don't think so.
I'm here to help you.
Huh? This is what I want.
Bob grinned.
I want
some kind of space probe?
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
If I thought that you were employing me to help the project.
Bob's smile vanished.
I realize you've made certain assumptions about me.
Yeah.
I want you to think beyond that.
Is there no chance then?
Of course there was a chance.
They looked at each other.
My interest is energy. Transference of energy.
Transference of energy.
Yes.
Abandon all hope. You who enter here.
Thank you.
And it was the strangest thing. It was amazing.
He turned to Bob.
Did you like it?
Not much.
You're lying.
Maybe he's not.
I know him. Look at his face. He's lying.
And then there was suppressed laughter.
I don't trust him.
Yes, Bob! Who else am I talking about?
This man is obviously a psychotic.
The third nostril.
That whistling sound. Is this?
Bob is my only hope.
I think he's dangerous.
But please don't suppose I'm dangerous because I'm unfamiliar. I ask that you believe in me.
As what?
As a friend of yours, your town, of all human beings.
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you devil!
He should be destroyed.
Destroyed?
Yes, for our safety.
So I hear all the gossip, yeah.
He's got busted by the feds numerous times.
Sure, sure. Who hasn't?
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Bob!
Okay, okay.
Somebody should sue your ass for copyright.
You're under arrest!
You know you're my hero.
I've spent 10 years getting ready for this day. That is, if we don't let other forces destroy us before that time.
What other forces?
Never mind that now.
As if on cue.
I want to go home.
Well, not yet.
I want to go home.
Very soon now.
Help me.
Not later than 7 a.m. of July 5th.
It's too long.
Why is it too long?
Such nonsense.
Selling things to people who don't want them.
That's how a scam works.
I want to go home. What could it do not?
But this is a scam on a global scale. Do you f***ing get me now?
And like a child.
Yeah, beautiful. It's wonderful. It's good.
Put his hands over his ears.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can't wait till that Bob time train comes around the bend.
Make the man wish he had a third nostril.
Oh, look out, son. Here it comes now.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and roll bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Ooh, he's squawking like a pin monkey bird. And I'm busting in my brains for the word.
Oh,
We stand at a crossroads. The tenuous slack that a subgenius may occasionally enjoy could be rent to shreds at any moment, for the human puppets of the elder gods continue their senseless plunge into madness and anti-slack, dragging us and our whole beloved planet ever closer to the brink of destruction, be it by the nuclear kiss of Jehovah One, ecological disaster, or invasion by hostile aliens. Which will it be? Destruction of planet Earth, or eternal slack under the benevolent rule of Bob?
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
At a time like this, we can't afford the luxury of thinking.
Guys, back off and give Bob some room to think.
You get to hear on the radio one day.
We hear most everything on the radio.
Turn something on. I'm starting to think.
Click. This is a Conrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Oh, Jesus. When are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
Does it worry you, Bob?
Yes?
Bob told me personally he will walk off this show to express himself
freely.
Let
him walk.
You want to make an omelet, you got to break some.
What's going on here?
Gob, you're dead. You're dead. I mean it, Gob.
Yes! And then he shut the f***ing door!
He can't do you nearly the damage as he did on the radio.
No, he can't.
Bob! Hey, Bob.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get going.
Bob, don't leave me out here.
I wouldn't go too deep in the desert if I were you. You might never come back. In fact, maybe you better stay here with us till it's over.
Sorry, I gotta do this.
You come back here! You idiot! You can't go down there! You listen to me!
And he went into the fields and into the towns and into the suburbs and gathered together all those who despise pinks, perverts, and pumps.
Silence, you perverts!
Bob called for all of those that believed in his power to rise up and come to him.
Gather round!
They all turned to him, as if they had been waiting for his voice and for that word.
Hi, I'm Bob.
He was naked.
Oh. He's got these eyes that, like, hypnotize you.
Whoa.
And then his thing, it's huge. It's like a rocket ship.
I
dig. Dig, time is running out on that big LP called Light. And the greatest disc jockey of them all is gonna come and take us by the hand and lead us to the flip side of life called eternity.
Eternity!
I know all things begin and end in eternity.
Yeah, but before we groove that final date, before we head for that last chugong, the 8 bars, we gotta make our peace.
Make it, Daddy.
Make it, Daddy. You know I'm gonna make it. And I want you cats to listen to everything I'm gonna lay on you as of this point. Number one, thou shalt not blow thy minds on school nights.
You're a very devout group, where'd you ever find?
I'm on a mailing list. It's the Church of the Month Club. Number two,
the pipe. You're gonna really love this one.
It holds a promise for anyone who smokes.
Will you teach us how to smoke?
Sure I will. Sure.
Can I go first?
First one.
No, Susie.
Shut up. I hope you're not claustrophobic.
Why?
As it is sinful.
Mm. Well.
Bob's smile vanished.
So I suggest if anybody's holding, drop it.
Drop her.
Ow!
Before the fuzz arrives.
Reveille at 0700 tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Good night.
Except this day. This day.
Seeing the cards.
I see things. He sees things.
What things?
Nothing.
That little rocket ship of yours? I don't mean that unkindly.
My ticket is open-ended, and my work here is never done.
Bob's eyes shot to him swiftly. He was not smiling.
It's too late for this spooky s***. It gets old. I'm going to go back to bed. Bob!
Get yourself some sleep.
Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night they come. It's a freak show.
Do you believe in UFOs?
We believe that the alien will come and land on our landing pad that we are going to build. It's a structure that we're trying to raise funds for. So far we have about $17.
And there are people, I guess, and they believe that they were abducted by aliens and taken to Mars or whatever they call their alien planets. Yeah,
What do you think? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh yeah, yes sir. Definitely. They're out there, man. I seen them. I've been out there in Aurora, Texas. They got them little graves and stuff. Yeah, I've been out there, and I don't know, I'm planning a trip. We're going out to like Arizona or something. Or not Arizona, what was it? Yeah, it was Arizona, right? That Air Force One where they found all that stuff. But I got pictures, man. I seen them. They're out there, man, and I'm flying in the plane. I'm always hallucinating, but who really knows what I'm looking at? You know what I'm saying?
It said July 5th.
Yeah, July 5th.
We can't wait for alien explorers to solve all our problems.
Do you believe in UFOs?
There's no such thing as UFOs.
Boy, I'm really lost now.
Radiation must have affected his mind.
Face it. He's a mutation of this new atomic world of ours.
I'm no UFO freak, if that's what you mean, no.
He's a freak.
He's a freak.
Really a freak.
I
mean that unkindly. I like you.
Well, I like you.
Shut up, freak!
Mm.
Lord, I love freaks.
Freak! 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 Freak!
Let the freak out begin!
Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out!
Came up at 6:45.
This is a Conelrad radio alert.
Set official broadcast on the 5th.
There is no cause for alarm.
Fuck! Crap, is that the time?
Time to get up.
Logan, the engineer, had known this would be the end of the journey. 7 a.m. of July 5th.
David Bowie.
All right.
Come on, give me another hour.
Rise and shine.
All right. Bob, get up.
Get up.
Captain Logan stood looking down at Bob, lying casually on the floor, eyes closed, smile on his face, conscious of nothing but slacking.
Bob! Come on, Bob, get up! Bob! Get up! Come on! Bob! 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 Come! No, no, no! Bob! Oh!
Wake up, Portland. It's a wonderful day. The time is 7.
It is later than you.
Oh, of course, that's just for starters.
Is it the 5th? What time is it?
It's 7 a.m. What are they cockadoodly doing?
Normal broadcasting has been discontinued until after this emergency has passed.
What?
What?
What is that supposed to mean?
What?
What?
What
does
this do?
No.
What's going on over there?
There were spots of the crowd. It was a sudden stillness, like spreading blotches of paralysis.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do.
We're all going to die.
Then came the frantic, purposeless movement of people. People were running out, running to one another, clattering in panic.
The armed forces blocking off the entrances to the city, and we will take necessary precautions to assure nobody leaves until we can contain this pandemic.
Or at least...
State and county police have set up an effective roadblock, diverting traffic.
Keep your radio tuned to this frequency. Remember, there is a traffic plan for the evacuation of the city. All cars in the downtown area must follow the green lights. They will lead you out of the danger area by the quickest route. Do not try to cross the flow of traffic.
No! No!
This is the United States Army.
Civil defense is not apart from normal city functioning. The same utilities involved in caring for a city in peace are those equipped to care for her in an emergency.
Great.
And when the siren sounds, each man knows his responsibility.
And now I would like a brief situation report from all departments on how we stand.
At the operations center, with time running out, only facts are considered.
Let's face facts, gentlemen.
There is this incident involving Vaseline.
That's ugly.
He did not have to continue.
It's based on fact.
Chief Simpson.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
Oh! It's not fair!
Dr. Robert Slack.
We have constructed a mass deanimation facility and have nearly completed cleansing the region. Witnesses have been located and silenced. Local police have been supplied the misinformation outlined in film RT-514, and it is being distributed to the area citizens. It has been confirmed that 4 of these Soviet spies have direct involvement and may be carrying on their work to spread airborne toxins. These subjects have been captured, and information is being extracted.
I didn't even know about it.
I wasn't aware.
As the reports continue, it is obvious that the plan is working smoothly.
The place is torn to pieces. They're asking for fire equipment, police equipment, and ambulances.
Both City Hall and County Courthouse are wrecked. Bob's staff find an undamaged office in the county jail and go to work by flashlight.
Watch your feet. I think his head is out there.
We've found parts of the bodies here. We've found parts of all the bodies, but we've got to go back and hunt for some more.
Oh. Oh, I'm keeping it.
Oh, shit. I thought I dreamt that part.
We can blame it on the man. Like so that when the police come and say, who killed all these people? We can say, hey, Mr. Officer, apparently these people were communicating with the Mayans. So, the Mayans told them a secret about the end of the world, and they were not supposed to tell anybody about the secret of the Mayans, but they told the whole world anyway. So, the Mayans got pissed off and...
Piss off!
of life has come to an end. The greater powers are coming to invade us. Our way of life shall come to an end. They are at the door. Our time has come.
Okay. Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
And now, with a moment to breathe, it's time to be alone and think of the future.
All right, the show of hands. How many of you are suicidal?
Well, I got nothing to live for. All right.
Wow. A lot. Okay, now.
God, you're so stupid. Don't you know anything about
UFOs?
Wait a second. You think this is a UFO?
It's huge.
Some kind of space vehicle, right?
What the hell?
It's a rocket ship. 13.
Wow. 11. You imagine the cost, then? Spaceship. Why the hell did they have to build these things anyway?
Stand by. 5 seconds.
It's such a waste. I don't know. It's such a waste of money.
Click.
Singularly, the most moving moment.
The newcomer stood looking at the faint glitter of light weaving slowly through space. His voice was soft and low. It's the end. It's the beginning, Bob answered. For a moment, they looked at each other as if neither could believe the other's reality. Bob pressed a button under one of the dials.
Click.
A rectangle of tensely bluish light appeared on the wall behind Bob, a television screen to project the images now to see.
If I were you, I'd be watching television now. The
strange thing about television is that it displays in space.
On Eyewitness America. Crisis. Day one.
What's happening? Screaming basket cases.
Telegraph poles fell like matchsticks. Farmhouses collapsed into chips. City buildings went down as if slashed by a single second's blow, with no time for a sound to be heard by the twisted bodies of the victims.
I'm told we have a live shot coming in. Let's take a look at that.
Well, it's just been so crazy out here, as you can imagine. But about an hour ago, and I never heard no explosion. It's just I have a huge TV and I kept seeing all these strange colors. So I walked out the door about 8 feet and it looked like you were looking at Afghanistan and they just blowed up two or three buses. And thank God she was the only one at home. But she said, all I remember was I had something in a frying pan. Could have been chicken. And she walked away and was gone just a little bit too long. And it sparked a set of paper towels. And from there, all Hades broke loose. And when I walked out, I swear to God, if this gentleman can pan over to that tallest tree, the fireball was as high as that tree.
You thought it was actually close.
Oh, my God, yeah, well, what would you call that? 50 yards? But the garage was already collapsed. And this was before I even knew it was happening. And then when I walked out to the yard, there was like 15 fire trucks. The bedroom part of the house was collapsing. And then, boom, the fireball went the size of the house and up about 80 feet. And thank God Tony wasn't home and she managed to get out of the house.
Were you here when they were
evacuated? Yes, ma'am, but I didn't actually come in contact with her to approximately 2 minutes after the fact, and obviously she was in a state of hysteria. And they had a little dog, and I'm really afraid the dog didn't make it, but I don't know that. Well, you're very welcome. I mean, what's your name? You're a very beautiful young lady.
We'll have more updates on that coming up. But right now, Dr. Bob from the Center of Disease Control has some informative advice for people in the red zone.
Gentlemen, a series of alarming events. As documented in film RTE-515, the heretofore unknown plague. The precise cause is still under investigation. Victims of this plague exhibited advancing necrosis followed by clinical death. Researchers from Department 37 are investigating the body's ability to remain animated after death. The only permanent solution appears to be incineration. Scientists have found that applying fire to the bodies and burning them to ash relieves symptoms and ceases muscular animation. Burying the animated bodies did not offer a viable solution, as they were able to claw their way free of the soil.
Oh my God! Your world is f***ed! Yeah! I don't want to live in this world anymore! I don't. I am moving to Jupiter. I cannot stay here. Hey, I am going to Jupiter. Bye-bye. Yeah. So, f*** that.
Too late.
The day called X reaches its climax.
Ooh, hot. Yeah.
Oh, hot. Yeah. That's hot. That is hot.
Bob grinned. That's that. He turned again to the sight of the Earth tearing open before them.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
How many times have I heard that before?
Tommy? Tommy? Tommy?
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. Boys working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes major time. The count goes on.
Drifting, floating, weightless, calling.
down beneath the ship. The world is mourning, they don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Major Tom sees now the light commands.
Situation report. I sure wish I had some company and some good dope. Otherwise, I feel fine. Making adjustments on a course right for Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere tilting up on the left there. Focus out now there on the surface. Looks like Pismo Beach out there, and we're coming in fast.
Congratulations, Bob. I have to admit, I thought you were bloody marvelous.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Not so fast, Bob!
Oh, hi, guys. You have something you want to say?
That's right, Bob.
What is it this time, Bob?
They looked at Bob in terror. The Playboy juggled the books.
This is an outrage!
I would like to state for the record.
I've been had.
Are you out of your
mind? God, I hate that guy.
Damn his house!
I hate that kind of bastard.
Jesus, scary!
I hate that kind of guy.
How can one ordinary man have so many enemies?
Ooh, you're not going to get away with this.
Bob gave a big grin.
Why don't you just give up?
He shook a fist.
Wait a minute, Bob. You can't do this, Bob.
Logan stood silently as if at attention.
This ain't right, Bob.
Nothing's right anymore. Go on, get going.
What the hell's going on?
At that point, it was every man for himself.
What's going on? Go here!
We just lost power, like all of it.
Way to go! Someone get down to the engine room and find out what the hell happened!
No way. That place is spooky.
Do you pay these people? A secret escape hatch or some such nonsense.
They looked at each other.
Bowie.
My wife for the
hubbub! This is my place.
Come on, I want to go with you!
I don't love you.
Meanwhile,
in Time Stand Still Land.
Flung from side to side, Logan the engineer fought to pull the ship into a glide for an attempt to make a belly landing.
Whatever, man.
Had some problems landing my ship.
Great. Now what?
They think I've got athlete's foot.
Shut up!
So we're a bit stuck.
You're stuck, yeah.
Stuck?
Aren't you?
And the irony is that
I'll never get off.
Where's Bob?
Where is he?
Where's Bob?
He's gone.
He didn't leave. He went to the store.
It had only been a matter of time. The Smiler had been humoring them.
It was a joke.
Some joke.
He stole my gold tooth the night he left.
God, how cliche can one man get?
Oh, that dump.
We've been set up from the start.
We'd have probably treated you the same if you'd come over to our place.
Bob's right about you. You're not a man at all. Oh. I want you to go
please
now.
Go!
Lord, I love you.
You help me up.
Let me help you up. Oh, I just had to kick you in the diddly again.
How's your diddly?
Hope I broke it.
He turned away.
Well, got to run, love. Fish's coup to squash, strangers to execute. You know how it is. Both of you. Ta.
He waved his arms in some shapeless gesture of farewell and ran out of the room.
What did we miss?
Blah, blah, blah. End of the world, life on other planets, blah, blah, blah.
The guy from Labyrinth turned into a bird.
I wet my pants.
I wet my pants.
Stop. I feel a song coming on.
Goodbye, love. Goodbye, love. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that's all he said. Then the loud sound did seem to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was crazy cosmic jive. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. Told me, let the children use it, let the children use it, let all the children boogie.
La 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 la.
See his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa or he'll get us locked up and fried. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children boogie.
What happens to Bob? We have our own lives to live.
Where you gonna go?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go someplace.
As far away from here as we can get.
I guess you're right. I'm afraid the joke's on us.
The police will find out eventually, but don't worry. They cannot arrest all of us because we all have stupid friends.
Now to get me some caveman hookers.
This is the first thing anyone said that makes sense.
They're ready. If there really were a day called X... How about you?
I ask you, is there anybody here as happy as I am?